how to achieve more in less time and just create incredible levels of success in your business. I know the feeling too well, where you have so many ideas and tons of things that you just want to achieve and get done. Like, there is no shortage of ideas, but sometimes it can feel like there just isn't enough time in the day. Or maybe you feel like you want to get it all done yesterday, because that is me. So I can definitely relate. And over the years, I've always been someone who is super organized, super efficient. And so I wanted to share with you some of the things that you can utilize to achieve more in less time. Because let's be honest, your to-do list is probably as long as a never-ending piece of string. And these ideas are just like waiting for you, or waiting for the day when you have more time. But time is finite. Like, there is a set amount of time that we have in our day when we remove sleep time, when we remove toilet stops, when we remove eating, all of the other things that we have to fit in. We can't change how much time we have in the day, but we can change how productive we are in that time or how efficient we are. So in this episode, I want to talk through how to overcome that overwhelm that can show up when we're trying to do too many things at once, and how to just achieve more in less time so you don't have to sacrifice or feel like you have to choose time with family or goals, or choose between all of the amazing goals you have, because we want to do it all. So we're not here to just sacrifice so we can get some things done. Before I dive in though, if you do enjoy this episode, or if you've enjoyed any episode ever on the podcast, it would mean the world if you would share it with a friend who needs to hear it, or share it on your social media and tag me at jess.williamson8. And I always love hearing what you've taken away from the podcast, so feel free to send me a DM. So to give you some context, I am doing a whole lot of things. I recently got back from my trip in Europe, and I am just feeling this newfound fire. I am ready to go. And I had so many amazing ideas. So right now I'm running my business as usual, coaching my clients, running my programs, my masterminds, and doing all of my usual marketing, social media, everything that comes with that. I'm also planning some nationwide, and have been running already, in-person events where we can hang out in real life. I'm also creating new programs and going into a major shakeup with the podcast. So much more value is coming your way. Just to top it off though, I've also been writing my book, which is 90% done, and working on getting that published as well. I'm working on some secret video projects on the side. These are going to be game changers, so stay tuned. You're going to be the first to know when that comes out. I'll be sharing all of the BTS, because it's going to be so much fun. And I am launching some international travel experiences where we can just travel the world and create some major business and personal growth along the way. Greece is in the works. So if that sounds like your vibe, send me a DM. I'll let you in on all of the details on that. But I'm so excited. All of these are major projects. I am so bloody excited. But just imagine for a moment, just one of those international travel retreat experience. Just start to think about all of the things that fall underneath that. Itinerary, when, where, working out how to do that, the marketing, promo, messaging, selling, emails, posts, everything that comes with that, like a lot. Writing a whole damn book, not a small deal. So if that list overwhelmed you, I don't blame you. There was a time where just 1% of those things would have sent me into like a major burnout spiral. But now it honestly feels like the most grounded work that I get to do. And does it feel like a lot? Yes. But at the same time, I'm not hustling. I'm not burning out. I still have my afternoons, evenings, weekends to do things. I've been going to yoga and sound healing recently, actually, and really enjoying my Pilates, enjoying my time with Chris, our date nights, time with family. All of that is happening as well. So it's not like I am just hustling to get all this done. So the only way I'm able to do this and not go into a overwhelmed spiral or just like hustle and sacrifice everything else is because I have mastered these things. things that I'm going to share with you in part one today and part two in the next episode. But today I really want to dive into the overwhelm piece and how to work through that. So if we only have a certain amount of time, that's finite. We also only have a certain amount of brain space and energy to use up. People often think it's only about time, but if you want to achieve more in less time, we need to work on our energetic capacity first. We cannot get more time. Time is fixed. So when you think about some people achieve a ton in the same number of hours in a day that you also have, whereas other people might achieve 1% of the output in that same time. So if it's not time, it has to be energetic capacity. So what the hell is that? What is energetic capacity? Think about it like a balloon. And the more your balloon fills up with all of the things you have to remember, do, think about, action throughout the day, things that people need from you, your emotions, overthinking, overwhelm, the more your balloon is filling up and the closer it's getting to potentially popping. So the more you fill your balloon with more things to think about, to handle, to manage, the less space it has to hold more projects. And we feel like we're on the brink of like a major meltdown, right? When you filled your balloon with so many of these things from all areas of your life, and then you add emotions to it, and then you add overthinking, and then you add all of these other things on top. I remember back in 2019, I was running 5 businesses at once, and I would wake up and work because I would see this never-ending to-do list. And I thought, okay, the only way to get through this to-do list is to just work more, put in more time, and then I'll achieve more. If I have more time on the work schedule, then of course I should logically get through more things on my to-do list. So what started to happen? I was sacrificing my health. I wasn't eating properly. I wasn't exercising properly. I didn't balance my nervous system. And the longer I did that, the more my balloon filled up, the less energy I had, and the harder it felt to actually start to achieve things. Plus, I had plenty of emotional meltdowns because my balloon was so damn full, I was ready to pop at any moment. Maybe you feel like that now. Maybe you've felt like that at some time. I promise you, every ambitious female entrepreneur I can guarantee has probably felt like that at some point. But then what happens is we learn our lesson and then we go the opposite way and we kind of create these rules, or we tell ourselves that we're not capable of achieving that much or holding that much or working on that much at once. And so we start to make ourselves wrong for wanting to have all of these ideas and achieve all of these things. And for a long time, I had trained myself to put my ideas on the back burner. After that burnout thing, I let my lesson and I had to decondition from the hustle. And while there will be a period of time where you need to decondition and come back to basics, I went the opposite way where I said, I've got new ideas, can't do them because I'm already doing this other idea. So you're not going to know best, but now I'm at a place where I know I'm so grounded in knowing that I can handle this and I won't end up back there. And it comes down to working on your energetic capacity. Now, we can expand our balloon. The more we create a thicker, more resilient, more strong balloon, we can hold more. So that's going to come with time, but also we want to limit the amount of things in our balloon so that we aren't extremely close to bursting all of the time. The number one place where you want to start to do this is come back to basics. Are you eating and nurturing your body with foods that give you energy? That's going to help your balloon feel a bit stronger. Are you exercising? Are you getting vitamin D? Are you getting enough sleep? And I don't mean the anxious kind of sleep where you wake up at 3 a.m. stressed with all of the things you need to do. I mean good, relaxed sleep. Are you regulating your nervous system and doing proper relaxation? And I don't just mean watching TV to numb the mind, because I do love some reality TV, but I mean like proper relaxation. I've been loving sound healing for this because it's almost like forced relaxation in a way. But when we take care of ourselves first, we are going to have so much more capacity for these major projects that we want to get done, and for our subconscious mind to feel safe in holding more. I often talk about our subconscious mind and the idea of self-sabotage, and your subconscious is here to just keep you safe. And so if we want to be able to hold more incredible business projects, goals, all of the things that we want to achieve, then we need to show our subconscious it is safe for us to hold these things. If we're sacrificing health, exercise, everything else in pursuit of our goals, our subconscious is going to say, this is harming us. I need to eliminate the threat of all of these goals. I'm going to make you overthink to slow you down. I'm going to make you get sick, have all these breakdowns, whatever it is going to be there sabotaging you. So we need to take care of the basics first. The other way to work on our energetic capacity is make decisions fast. Stop overthinking. Stop sitting on 50 unopened projects or getting back to people. Close them, move on. Close it, move on. Close it, move on. Overthinking is probably the biggest piece that's taken up all of that energetic capacity. Does not need to be there. It does not need to be there. So rather than making sitting on decisions or overthinking what might be the right move, get the information that you need to feel like you're making an educated decision and then decide. Any decision is better than no decision, because no decision is just adding to your energetic space. It's filling up your balloon. So by moving through these things and stopping yourself from overthinking and just making a move, you are going to have so much more space and you're actually going to get a ton more done, achieving way more in less time, because quite often you already know what the next move is that you need to take. If I asked you right now, what is the move that you know you should be taking to move your business forward, to get closer to those goals? You would know. You may even have a whole list that comes to mind, but you're sitting there overthinking, waiting for a sign, overthinking what might be the right decision instead of just deciding, trying it, and then learning from it. And that is going to be the fastest way to get to where you want to be. In terms of being able to achieve more in less time is really working on expanding your energetic capacity. So start with those things. Start to go back to basics. Make sure you're looking after yourself first. I have been starting my day every day with Pilates. I always nurture my body with the amazing food, and then I get into my work. And while it can be very simple, you don't have to have a 50-step 5 a.m. morning routine. It can be very simple. I know that at a human basics needs level, I am good. I am safe. I've given my body the energy it needs to get me through the day and achieve the incredible things that I need to achieve. So if you loved this episode, please share it to your social media. Tag me, jess.williamson8.